An industrial wind project proposed for Grafton and Windham has divided the southern Vermont communities, and now each town is getting ready to vote on the plan. The developer recently announced that every registered voter will be offered an annual payment if the project moves ahead. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman talked to people in the communities to see how the offer is playing out as Election Day approaches.
There isn't a whole lot the two sides can agree on when it comes to the Stiles Brook Wind Project in Windham and Grafton. Opponents are worried that the development will impact wildlife and lead to stormwater runoff. But developers say the project will have to go through a rigorous environmental permitting process that will ensure the area is protected. Critics say the turbines will affect the health of nearby residents, while the company points to its own noise studies that they say show a minimal impact to nearby homes. Roy Coburn lives in Windham, and he's been watching the debate play out in the tiny town of about 400 people.
Well, I've been on a fence about the windmills, and I hadn't really decided whether they're good or bad, but I know they're putting out a lot of information. Some of it sounds bad, some good, so I wish I knew the truth. Is there really all this bad stuff that they're telling or not? I don't know.
Iberdrola Renewables is a Spanish energy company that wants to build Vermont's largest wind project just about a mile from Coburn's house. I asked Coburn if he heard about the company's latest offer to make annual payments of about $1,100 to every voter in Windham if the project is built.
That really sways my vote in favor of it. Yes, very much so. Because the tax is too high in this town. Why are our taxes so high here? I don't consider it a bribe, actually.
But that's exactly what some of the people who've been fighting the development call the payment to voters as they prepare to cast a ballot on the controversial project. Jojo Clayboyanis is Windham's town clerk, and she says she checked with the state after Iberdrola made the offer to see if it was legal. And even though the Attorney General's office said the offer doesn't break state law, Clayboyanis says it's hard not to see the annual payments as influencing the election.
In my opinion, it has a direct impact on this process. And I think that it can have the potential to sway voters. And I just hope on voting day that people vote for what they feel is the right thing to do, no matter how they vote. But yes, I would say that was a bribe. But, you know, who am I? I'm not the Secretary of the State.
Steve Amsden lives just up the road from the town offices, and he supports the project.
I'm for it. I'm in favor of it. I think it's a good, clean alternative to Vermont Yankee and some of the other power projects, coal and all of that. My mind was made up back quite some time ago before this last proposal ever came about.
He says the annual payments came out of discussions between the developers and a group of Windham residents who stepped in to talk with the company after town officials refused to.
This was a negotiated thing. It wasn't a thing where Iberdrola just came out and said, well, this is what we're going to do. And, you know, I don't think it was a bribe, no.
At public meetings earlier this month, Iberdrola unveiled the new financial incentives for each town. The total package for Windham, which has 16 of the proposed 24 turbines, amounts to about $1 million a year, including tax payments, a community fund, and the individual annual payments to each voter. In Grafton, which would have 8 turbines, the company promises $500,000 in taxes and payments, including at least $428 every year to each registered voter.
The way we've evaluated it is an effort to put money in everybody's pocket.
Paul Kopelman is a spokesman for Iberdrola. Under the original deal, the company would have made a lump payment to the town. Kopelman says after meeting with residents of both towns, the company decided to provide more direct economic benefits.
A question that we have heard is, I think it's great for the roads, it's great for the fire department, it's great for the community tax base, but how does that necessarily benefit the vast majority of folks in town? And so this is an effort to do that, but it's also a reflection of what people have expressed to us in terms of concerns they have in terms of the community.
Debbie Wright lives in Grafton, and she's been opposed to the wind project from the very start. And she says $428 a year isn't going to change her mind.
Who cares about the money if they're clearing our Green Mountains? They're not thinking. They're thinking of the almighty dollar. But the almighty dollar is destroying the land. So you're really going to enjoy that dollar? I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Iberdrola doesn't need a positive vote to move ahead with the project. It's up to the Public Service Board to issue a certificate of public good, but the company says it will honor the votes in each town before applying for the state permits. And if the project is rejected, the company says it will walk away. There are 314 registered voters in Windham and another 500 or so in Grafton. So after 4 years of meetings and the sharp divisions that have formed in each town, it'll come down to the couple of hundred voters who show up on election day. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.